It's Giltner and Exeter Milligan, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. But before the action begins, let's get you set with all you need to know with the new Tech Seed pregame show. Live from Exeter Milligan, here's Brandon Peoples.
And welcome in. Thank you so much for joining us here tonight on the Breeze 94.5 FM. I am Brandon Peoples, and I'm joined alongside by Tyson Hevronik in a what should be a great doubleheader here tonight. This girls' contest featuring a couple of ranked teams, Exeter Milligan and Giltner. Looking forward to this one, Tyson.
Well, I'll tell you what, Brandon, it's going to be a good basketball game, especially on the girls' side of things. You take a look at what has just come out in the Lincoln Journal-Star with new updated rankings as of this February. We've got a good girls' contest on hand as the Giltner Hornets are currently sitting at 16-2 on the season, fifth ranked in the Lincoln Journal-Star poll. Then we have Exeter Milligan, who comes in with a record of 11-7. They are ranked number 8, but you take a look at the strength of schedule for both these schools. They've played some pretty good competition, and we're looking for some pretty good basketball tonight. First of all, let's let you know that this pregame show is brought to you in part by New Tech Seed. The New Tech Seed pregame show is proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leaders. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game. Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. Brandon, I tell you what, again, girls basketball, it's good to be back here on the Breeze 94.5. First of all, we had a little bit of a hiatus for the last couple of weeks with the not only the holiday tournaments taking part, but had some other broadcast plans with some Husker basketball games on the airway. So it's good to get back out and get back into the swing of things. And when you look at this contest, I see two teams, at least on paper, that are pretty equally matched. We've had the opportunity to check out the Giltner Hornets, and now it'll be interesting to see against some pretty good competition here tonight in Exeter Milligan.
Yeah, and you look at the schedules, as you mentioned, Exeter Milligan 11-7, Giltner 16-2. They both lost to Hampton in the Crossroads Conference Tournament back at the end of January, just last week. And they're both going to play Hampton again coming up here very soon. So this is a big game here tonight, kind of setting them up for the rest of the season, as not a lot of games remain here. We've got sub-districts. We were talking to Mike Will earlier. Sub-districts 2 weeks away.
Right, and it is. Once the basketball season hits February, it just seems like there's that last bit of grind where you get through the past with the last 2 weeks on the schedule. Some teams play six to as many as seven teams in these last 2 weeks, so it is a little bit of a grind, and you throw the conference tournaments in there with the sub-district tournaments and tournaments, regular district play as well. It's always interesting to see what team gets hot and makes a run towards the state tournament in Lincoln. So, again, we got a good basketball game on tonight here on the Breeze 94.5, both on the girls' and boys' side of things. Should be some good basketball game for our game of the week. And we are about 10 minutes away here from the girls' tip-off, so we're going to take a quick break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And when we come back, we will let you know what the starting lineups for this girls' contest look like as we roll along on the New Tech Seed pregame show on the Breeze 94.5.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemicals at 750-6060. That's 750-6060. Or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
The undisputed Midwest yield leader.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Welcome back to Exeter tonight here on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for our Breeze 94.5 game of the week. It is the Giltner Hornets and the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. First on tap, the girls game here in this doubleheader. And let's get you the starting lineups here for the Exeter Milligan girls first. The home team starting will be freshman Kelsey Bigelow, a 5'7" freshman for Exeter Milligan. Then we have number 2, Marissa Howard. She's a 5'7" junior for Exeter Milligan. Also making the starting lineup is number 14, Madison Horn, 5'5" senior. Then number 23, Allison Pribble, 5'10" senior for Exeter Milligan. And finally, on the fifth starter for Exeter Milligan's girls teams, Sydney Hall, 5'9" sophomore. The Exeter Milligan Timberwolves are coached by Jackson Kresak here for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. For the Giltner Hornets, the visiting team tonight, they'll be starting lineups look like this. Number 20, Shelby Heinrichs, will get the start. She's a 5'7" senior point guard. The number 22, Bailey Craig, 6'2" senior for the Giltner Hornets. Also making the start for Nancy Lockman's troops, number 40, Audra Joyce, a 5'7" junior. Number 50, Janie Tompkin gets the start. She's a 6-foot junior. And number 52, Kelby Lyon, a 5'10" senior for the Giltner Hornets. And as mentioned, the Giltner Hornets coached by Nancy Lockman with a record of 16-2. Taking on Exeter Milligan, team that is 11-7 on the season. And Brandon, first thing that jumps out to me, just looking at the starting lineups, there might be some size differential in this basketball game when you look between the two teams.
Yeah, you're right about that. They got Bailey Craig for Giltner, 6'2". Janie Tompkin stands 6 feet. Nobody on the Exeter Milligan roster goes above 5'11". So, yeah, you're right.
As far as the depth is concerned, I think that will be an issue that we will look to here later on in this basketball game. Because as we mentioned, we've seen Giltner a couple times here, and they've gone to their bench, and the bench performances have done pretty well for Giltner moving forward. So it'll be interesting to see how Exeter Milligan can counter that. And especially at this point in the season, I think depth is such a huge factor for teams that want to make a run.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you know what I'm looking forward to tonight is seeing how Giltner responds after a loss. You know, this will be the first time we've seen him after a loss. We've only seen him undefeated here. There was an overtime loss to Hampton their last game, but played very tough in that contest, lost the overtime 12-6, ended up losing 57-51. But Bailey Craig's obviously one of their go-to ladies, and Kelby Lyon, I think, isn't she the leading scorer this season, as we were mentioning?
Kelby Lyon, we'll take a look at just some of the statistical leaders here. Kelby Lyon is the leader in points for the Giltner Lady Hornets. Bailey Craig leads in rebounds, and of course, standing in at 6'2", not hard to see why there. Shelby Heinrichs, the point guard, she leads in assists and steals, and she's very ferocious on the defensive end. Bailey Craig also leading the team in blocks. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on The Breeze 94.5. We'll take a one-minute timeout and come back with more from Exeter on The Breeze 94.5.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go when things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life. The things you hold dear, those things that you like. Bring it in, and we'll make them sing. Cameras, laptops, thingamajigs. Interstate All Battery Center. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
Interstate All Battery Center, North Highway 281, Grand Island.
Find a truckload of savings on the ag tires you need at CPI Mr. Tire. The Agra Radial 3 reduces fuel costs and downtime. BKT Pivot tires give great traction and long tread wear. Come see the new generation of low-profile tractor tires with the Mitas AC85 R1W. Ask about getting a $100 rebate on Firestone tires. Call for current prices on their tires in the size you need at CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of Central Nebraska.
Mr. Tire has a right tire for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Exeter tonight on The Breeze 94.5 as we get set for our Breeze 94.5 game of the week between the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves and the Giltner Hornets. First on tap again, the girls' side of things. But Brandon, now let's take a look and flip the coin here as we take a look just briefly at the boys' contest. And this should be an interesting match as well, as we are going to be seeing two very athletic teams on the boys' side. Of course, Exeter Milligan, we've seen their athletes firsthand at the state football finals. And of course, we know, having seen Giltner for the two games already this season as well, we're going to see a very, very athletic bunch of kids on the court tonight in the boys' game.
I imagine it's going to be physical tonight in the boys' contest, just judging by the athletes that are going to be on the court. We mentioned Exeter Milligan in the state football, two-time defending state champions in Class D2. They were again this year, and I actually had a chance to see some of these same names. I thought they looked familiar, and then I remembered I called their game at the state title game. So, yeah, they've got some fine athletes for Exeter Milligan. Giltner's going to have their hands full tonight.
There's lots of history between these two schools. It's sort of developed into a mini rivalry, as both schools have develop into very fine athletic programs here in the state of Nebraska and in Class D2. So we are really looking forward to this basketball game tonight. Just to let you know about a few of the other games that are going on in the area and on our radio network of stations. Over on 1230 KHES, the Adams Central Patriots girls and basketball teams are preparing in the Lou Platt Conference quarterfinals. That will be Mike Wills on the call over there on 1230 KHES from Patriot Gym. We'll provide updates as they become available. Also on ESPN 1550, on 1460 KXPN, we do have Amherst and Axtell battling in the Fort Kearney semifinals. And over on Cloud, it's 98.9. It's boys action from the Lou Platt Conference Tournament as Kearney Catholic is taking on the Ravenna Blue Jays. So plenty of good high school basketball for you on our Platte River Radio and network of stations, as well as Husker basketball coming up as well on ESPN 1550 KICS. And as we mentioned at the very top of the broadcast, tis the season to start paying attention and start listening and watching these high school basketball teams, because a lot of these teams, and especially the ones that are on the air tonight, Brandon, have a potential to be big movers and shakers come come tournament time.
Absolutely. This is the time of the year where the ball games mean a little bit more to everybody. It's kind of a phenomenal how fast the season goes, especially in basketball. You start up in December, you have the holiday break, which kind of breaks up the season, and then right after that, it just kind of snowballs right into sub-district play, and before you know it, we're playing state basketball tournaments. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Again, Exeter Milligan and Giltner tonight on the Breeze 94.5. We'll take a quick one-minute timeout before we get set for national anthem and starting lineup introductions here from Exeter. And we'll talk more about this game in specifics when we return on the New Tech Seed pregame show.
Ah, nothing like that new website smell. The new 2015 model ShopWheelerDealer.com is now online for you to take for a spin. Shop local, save big.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sittin' Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Exeter tonight here on the Breeze 94.5 as we get set for high school basketball here. A doubleheader between the Giltner Hornets and the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. Right now the starting lineup's being introduced by the courtside announcer. We'll get to the national anthem here in just a little bit. But again, as we look here at this court, the court might also play a factor here for the away team, the Giltner Hornets. It's a little bit smaller gym than what we're used to seeing, Brandon, and anytime that you have different environmental settings as a basketball team, it can throw you off.
Yeah, I imagine it can get pretty loud in this gymnasium, just judging by the acoustics. Kind of a low ceiling and, as you mentioned, a very small gym. Not a lot of seats in here, but it looks packed right now.
Well, and just take a look behind us if you want to know about the seats. We have the Exeter Milligan student section right behind us, and then, of course, we'll try to get riled up here for their Timberwolves as we get set for a good D2 basketball contest. And as we look at just the remaining schedules for these two teams here, for the Exeter Milligan girls, they're going to be finishing their season with Hampton, as you mentioned, the team that knocked them off in the Crossroads Conference tournament. Then two very winnable games to pick up some momentum against McCool Junction on the road and then Cross County in Class C2 for the Giltner Hornets. Well, they will end their season with Dorchester on February 6th, and then they have the Silver Lake Mustangs coming up at home and Hampton as well to close out the regular season. All that before sub-districts and district basketball. So we are just about ready to get set for basketball here on the Breeze 94.5. The national anthem is coming up next. We'll take a one-minute timeout and be back for more from Exeter here on the Breeze 94.5.
Good old-fashioned banking can still be found at Bank of Donovan, where the bank president is close at hand. A local phone number is all you need to contact a bank decision maker, and personalized, face-to-face, friendly service is the norm. Nebraska-owned and locally managed financial services, serving central Nebraska uncommonly well, with locations in Donovan, Hastings, and Grand Island, and online at bankofdonovan.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Bank of Donovan, you'll love our brand of banking.
The Optimum AcreMax family of products from DuPont Pioneer is pretty simple. When it's crunch time, you just load it and go. You get above and below ground insect protection and high-yielding hybrids all in one bag. So talk to your Pioneer sales professional today about the Optimum AcreMax family of products. For more information, contact Pioneer sales professional Kevin Reason at Reason Agronomics in Giltner. Call 402-631-8634. That's 631-8634.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to Exeter tonight here on the Breeze 94.5 as we are set for high school basketball here between the Giltner Hornets and the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. The singing of the national anthem from a group of young cheerleaders for Exeter Milligan. Not too bad a way to start off the night here as we get set for two games, girls and boys doubleheader. Just getting set out for the tip here to start things off. It will be Bailey Craig going up against, I believe, Amber Pribble for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. Good to be back with you on the Breeze 94.5 for more high school basketball. Tip is up, and it is controlled by Exeter Milligan. That's Kelsey Bigelow taking the ball for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. She's at the very top of the key. She passes it off to the far wing there. It'll be Madison Horn there for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. Horn takes the three-point shot. It is up and off the back iron and rebounded by Bailey Craig of Giltner as they start with the offensive possession. Now back the other way with it, finding a wide-open Cheney Tompkin. Shot is missed. It's off the front iron, and I believe Gil will retain possession as that rolls off an Exeter Milligan Timberwolf underneath the hoop. Just underway here tonight from Exeter Milligan. Quick pass inside there to Kelby Lyon, and that's the first 2 points of the ball game as the leading scorer for the Giltner Hornets adds the first 2 points of tonight's contest. Giltner now coming out into a full court press, trying to blustered the Exeter Milligan offense early. Now getting it over the half-court line. Faking a three-point shot there is Marissa Howard. Marissa Howard then finds Kelsey Bigelow at the top of the key. Now we are in the corner here, and that is number 34, Sydney Hall. Hall gets it back over to Howard. Howard's three-point shot is up there off the back iron and rebounded by Kelsey Bigelow. Kelsey Bigelow's two-point bucket goes off and rebounded. An offensive rebound there for Exeter Milligan. There's an open look. An open look for Madison Horn, and she drains it, and we're tied up at 2 points apiece.
Early on, looks like passing is going to be a little difficult for Exeter Milligan.
Good defense here from Giltner early on, but they were able to find the open look for Madison Horn there on that offensive possession. Now Giltner's got the ball down low inside. It goes to Kelby Lyon, and I believe she's going to be fouled. Okay. Not a shooting foul, so Giltner will pick the possession here underneath the basket.
Amber Pribble called with the foul there. First foul of the game.
Quick three-point shot there from Giltner off the inbounds pass. Goes off the front iron and rebounded by Sydney Hall. And Hall gets it right over to Kelsey Bigelow as Exeter Milligan's back the other way. Bigelow gets it over to Hall. Hall gets it around side to Marissa Howard. Marissa Howard's two-point shot is up there. It's no good. And chasing it down is going to be Sydney Hall. And she gets it right over to Madison Horn. Madison Horn. Kelsey Bigelow at the top of the key. Right back over to Madison Horn on the wing. Horn looks inside. Nice move inside by number 23, Amber Pribble. Pribble shot is up there and in. Now Exeter Milligan with a two-point lead with 5:55 to go. Now Giltner Hornets quick back the other way. This is what we've noticed from Giltner offensively. They are a team that likes to get the ball down the court quickly, and they have, and they're back into the open look there for 2 points. Cheney Tom with a rebound. It's no good, and it rebounded there by, I believe, the second defensive rebound for Amber Pribble. Pribble go low inside and finds a wide open Sydney Hall down underneath the basket. And Exeter Milligan, nice work in transition, and they're off to a 6-2 lead. And Nancy Lockman, the head coach for Giltner, is going to call a timeout, and we'll take one with them. At 5 minutes and 30 seconds left to go in the first quarter, Exeter Milligan has jumped out to a 6-2 lead, and we're back in 30 seconds here on the Breeze, 94.5.
The number one high school team in America is coming to the Heartland Hoops Classic. Oak Hill Academy arrives undefeated, ranked nationally for 31 of the last 39 seasons. And this year they'll face Omaha South, also nationally ranked and the number two team in Nebraska. The Heartland Hoops Classic is February 14th, also featuring Amherst Ravenna, St. Cecilia BDS, Omaha Scott Norfolk Catholic, Aurora GICC, and Elkhorn South Columbus Scopes. Tickets good for all sessions are available at the Heartland box office or via Ticketmaster.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And we're back underway here in Exeter tonight as the Giltner Hornets end their timeout and are quickly back in on the offensive possession. A wide open three-point look for Audra Joyce goes off the back iron, but it's nicely rebounded by Kelby Lyons. She puts a two-point shot back up there, but it's no good, and rebounded by Amber Pribble. Amber Pribble brings down her third defensive rebound of the game, and Exeter Milligan quickly back on the other end of the court. Long high pass to Amber Pribble. Now out to Kelsey Bigelow from the three-point land. She takes a three-pointer, and it's no good. And we're going to get an over-and-back call as Shelby Hendricks and Sydney Hall were battling for the rebound. And so now Giltner with the ball offensively. And that's Shelby Hendricks with the basketball. Quick up the court, finds Chaney Tompkins. Tompkins' shot is going to be blocked. Going to be blocked by Amber Pribble. She's a force down there defensively. At the top of the key now for Exeter Milligan is Kelsey Bigelow. She gets the ball over to Madison Horn. Madison Horn then finds Pribble. Back over to Horn, now to Bigelow. Bigelow gets it inside. 2-3 defense now for Giltner as they change their defensive strategy up, trying to take away some open looks. That's Marissa Howard with the basketball. She gets it over to Kelsey Bigelow on the wing, and Kelsey Bigelow is going to be blocked on the play.
Let's see. That's going to go against Shelby Hendricks on the foul.
Shelby Hendricks just a little bit late getting over there. A lot of speed here early on from Exeter Milligan. Trying to get the ball inside as Kelsey Bigelow. Her shot's going to be up there and no good. Rebound on the play by Sydney Hall, and she's going to be fouled as she goes up for a shot. So Sydney Hall is going to get two here from the charity stripe. No, no, they're not going to call that a shooting foul. We're going to go back underneath. Fouled on the rebound by Chaney Tompkins. Exeter Milligan now back with the basketball, 4-11 to play. Marissa Howard with a wide open three-point look. It just goes in and out, and it's going to be rebounded there by Giltner. That's Audra Joyce in the corner there, fighting for it, and not seeing the referee where he's pointing at. I think it's back the way of Giltner.
All right, now Giltner just looks a little bit rusty out there. Shots aren't falling. They're just having a little difficulty with Exeter Milligan in transition. See if they can't establish some rhythm here.
Audra Joyce now with the basketball at the top of the key. Finds Chaney Tompkins. She goes low and inside. Low and inside to Bailey Craig. And Bailey Craig's got 2 points in the basketball game. It's now 6-4. Exeter Milligan with the lead. Here comes the Timberwolves trying to get the ball over the half-court line. They do. Kelsey Bigelow at the top of the key. She's going to find Amber Pribble. Pribble goes back over to Madison Horn. One back at the top, holding the basketball here, just passing the ball around, getting some open looks, and there is Kelsey Bigelow inside. She gets a two-point field goal to fall, and it's 8-4. Timberwolves over the Giltner Hornets. Good passing, patient passing for Exeter Milligan here early on. Giltner now driving the ball inside. That's Kelby Lyon, and she's going to be fouled on the play as she goes up for the shot, and so she'll get two from the charity stripe. Foul is going to go there on. That'll be Amber Pribble. That'll be her second foul of the evening. Kelby Lyon now taking two shots. First one is up there and good. Eight to five is your score. 3 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Kelby Lyon's second shot. Just rolls off the rim. It's nicely rebounded there by Bailey Craig. Craig then gets the ball outside to Taylor Rhodes, who's into the contest, and Taylor Rhodes is going to draw a foul.
Now, Kelby Lyon, the beneficiary of the last couple foul opportunities here. She's going to go right back to the charity stripe.
That's going to go on Marissa Howard there, much to the dismay of the home crowd here. Kelby Lyon goes back to the charity stripe. Drains one. She's 2 for 3 on the day. 8-6 is your score. Giltner trailing in this basketball game early on. Second shot falls off the rim, but another offensive rebound of that one by Bailey Craig, and it's going to go up there and good. Now we have a tie ball game, 8-8. Great work offensively there by Giltner and using that offensive glass. Here's Exeter Milligan breaking through the press. That's Marissa Howard. She goes going to go all the way coast to coast for the two-point basket. Layup is up and in, and that's 10-8. Exeter Milligan on top. Back and forth we go. Here's Hendricks with the shot. Her shot's going to be partially deflected. And a scrum for the rebound. It's going to go to Audra Joyce, and Audra Joyce is going to throw it away. Audra Joyce is going to throw the ball away, and or was it deflected? Nope, that is a turnover there. So we'll have the basketball here with 2:27 to play, and very exciting first quarter. And from the looks of it, Brandon, we are in for a good basketball game here tonight. Two top 10 teams. This is what we'd expect.
Absolutely. And it's been a clean played game here so far. Only two turnovers, both by Giltner.
Kelsey Bigelow getting the ball inside to Marissa Howard. Marissa Howard puts up a little 8-foot jump shot up and in. It's 12-8, 4-point lead for Exeter Milligan. Here's Giltner back the other way. That's Hendricks. Hendricks' shot's going to be deflected, but nicely picked up there by Taylor Rhodes. Taylor Rhodes is going to try to get the pass and be kicked there by Marissa Howard, so we'll get the ball here at about the three-point line. Giltner inbounding the basketball. Shelby Hendricks has the ball. Gets it over to Kelby Lyon, and nice pass down low, but it's just mishandled there. It was a good, clean look to Reagan Jansen, and Reagan Jansen just couldn't get her hands on the basketball, and it's going to be a turnover there for Giltner.
That's a fortunate turnover. They really needed that one there. It was an open look underneath.
That would have cut the lead to 2. But now here's Exeter Milligan back the other way, trying to expand to their biggest lead of the ball game. That's Marissa Howard with a nice 3-point shot. It's going to go off the front iron, but a nice rebound in there by Marilyn Thompson. Marilyn Thompson's shot's going to go off and going to be rebounded there by Kelby Lyon. Kelby Lyon quickly back out to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks now over to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes getting it inside to Reagan Jansen, but Reagan Jansen's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted on the play by Madeline Thompson. Thompson gets it in low to Kelsey Bigelow. She tries to drive around the baseline and is going to go out of bounds on the play, but a blocking foul. I believe a blocking foul going to be called on Kelby Lyon.
And that's her first personal team foul, number 3 on Giltner. Neither team in real huge foul trouble as of yet.
And Exeter Milligan now with a 4-point lead here. 1:14 left to go in the first quarter. It's 12-8. Referee, false start there. Here we go. Again, Exeter Milligan. Good offensive passing. Good job so far by Exeter Milligan getting those open looks. Marissa Howard now trying to drive low and inside, but it's swiped away by Reagan Jansen. Reagan Jansen now goes to Chaney Tompkin. Tompkin gets the ball out to Audra Joyce. Audra Joyce's pass is going to be swiped away. Good defense there from Giltner, from Madeline Thompson. But Giltner somehow comes away with it and finds Reagan Jansen at the baseline. Jansen spins out of it. Nice move there offensively. And she gets it over to Audra Joyce. Joyce now inside to Chaney Tompkin. Audra Joyce getting it low to Kelby Lyon. Lyon's shot for 2 is going to be no good. And a defensive rebound in there for Exeter Milligan. That's Tara Mueller pulling down the board with under 30 seconds to go. Exeter Milligan with a 4-point lead. Their largest lead has been 4 in this basketball game. Trying to expand on that here on this offensive possession. Just 18 seconds to go. Marissa Howard gets the ball low and inside. She was looking for Sydney Hall. It was nicely deflected there. Nicely deflected away by Reagan Jansen. 13.2 seconds remaining. Exeter Milligan back at the top of the key. Taking a 3-point shot. It's going to be Madison Howe. It's going to go in and out. And rebound. And Giltner's going to have to throw up a quick shot. It's going to be Audra Joyce for the 3-pointer at the buzzer. No good. No good as it goes off the back iron. And so that'll do it here at the end of the first quarter from Exeter. A good first quarter from Exeter. Two top 10 team girls basketball teams going at it. And Exeter Milligan leads by 4, 12-8 at the break. We'll take a 60-second timeout here on the Breeze 94.5 and come back with more high school basketball action here as our game of the week rolls along on the Breeze 94.5.
Your new floor will be something you've been looking forward to. It will make your home the way you've always dreamed. Don't worry about a thing. You chose B&B Carpet, the 2014 Central Plains Retailer of the Year for Mohawk Floorscapes. From the salespeople to the installers, B&B Carpet thanks you, our loyal customers, for helping us earn this award. Let us show you how we earned it. Call B&B Carpet in Donovan.
We're the You Get More Superstore. Our Mel's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. We're the You Get More Superstore.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to high school basketball tonight here on The Breeze, 94.5, as Giltner plays things in with the offensive possession. Audra Joyce down low and inside, but swarming defense from Exeter Milligan. We've got a scrum, and it's going to be a jump ball. Brandon, one of the things I thought about before this basketball game is we've seen Giltner's defense, and that's been one of their strengths. Is they say every defense makes a good offense, but Exeter Milligan is right there with them when it comes to great defenses.
Yeah, they're swarming to the basketball like you mentioned, like a bunch of bees right around them.
Bunch of timber wolves swarming to some meat. There we go with the Exeter Milligan back in on the offensive possession. A quick drive there by Kelsey Bigelow up and in with the jump shot, and Exeter Milligan now out to a 6-point lead here in the second quarter of play as we start things in. Giltner now with the ball. That's Cheney Tompkin down low, but a good defensive play. Bailey Craig's going to end up getting the basketball. It's going to go back out to Taylor Rhodes, and she's going to be called for traveling on the play.
Good call. Referee was right on top of it. She just took a little bit of an extra step there. That's the sixth turnover on Giltner.
You mentioned it in the first quarter. Giltner playing, looking like they're maybe just a little bit frustrated at this point in the contest. We'll get to get to that point here in just a moment as Exeter Milligan quickly back the other way offensively. Long cross-court pass to Marissa Howard. Marissa Howard then finds Madison Horn. Horn now with the basketball to Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow then to Madeline Thompson. Thompson now out to Marissa Howard at the top of the key. And again, just passing around the arc looking for that open look. Madison Horn had one, but her shot falls out. It's going to be offensive rebounded there by Sydney Hall. Sydney Hall picks up the offensive board. And now Exeter Milligan suddenly out to an 8-point lead. Great work on the offensive glass. As Giltner brings it back the other way, we are going to get a push there on Exeter Milligan. Madeline Thompson whistled for the foul there. That's her first personal foul. Fifth team foul for the Timberwolves. Giltner inbound in the basketball.
All right, now the Timberwolves are on an 8-0 run.
Well, yeah, it was tied up at 8 points apiece there midway through the first quarter. Giltner getting the ball inside to Cheney Tompkin, and she puts one and puts it into that run as it's now 16-10 with a 2-point bucket there. Exeter Milligan quickly back the other way. Marissa Howard with the basketball. She gets it over to the wing to Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow with a nice spin move inside. She's going to find Marissa Howard. Howard goes inside, looks for a 2-point shot. 10-footer is no good. Rebounded by Cheney Tompkin. Tompkin back the other way to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks now stops at the 3-point line, goes over to Taylor Rhodes. Taylor Rhodes drives inside, finds Bailey Craig. Bailey Craig's going to get a push off. Good defensive play there.
Good call, too. I mean, that was an obvious elbow.
It wasn't like it was exaggerated defensively. It wasn't like it was a flop. It was a pretty clear call there. Get to some first quarter numbers here in just a little bit in this basketball game. We're at the 5:47 mark in the game. 16-10 is your score. Exeter Milligan with the lead. Nice move inside there by Kelsey Bigelow. Her shot's going to be no good, but it's going to be rebounded on the play by Madeline Thompson. Madeline Thompson now with the ball in the corner. Gets it out to Marissa Howard at the top of the key. There's Madison Horn passing back over to Kelsey Bigelow. Again, Exeter Milligan just working the ball around the three-point arc, looking for a three-point field goal. Exeter Milligan, I believe, is going to call a timeout here. So can we... 5:19 left to go here in the second quarter. Let's take a quick 30-second timeout, and we'll come back with some first quarter numbers as we roll along on The Breeze, 94.5.
Orthopedic Surgery in Kearney, Nebraska is excited to welcome Dr. Nolan May to its team. As a Nebraska native with training in orthopedic surgery and sports medicine, Dr. May is excited to bring his knowledge and skills to Husker Loper Nation. Call 308-865-2570 today to learn more about Dr. May and New West Sports Medicine or to schedule an appointment. No referral is necessary and all major insurances are accepted. Call 308-865-2570.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, maybe a key in this basketball game will be seeing which team can make some three-point shots, as that is a staggering statistic here at the end of the first quarter, seeing no team has made a three-point field goal as we are back here in action. Giltner the other way with it. Kelby Lyon with the basketball. Her shot's going to go up there and no good. Rebounded by Bailey Craig. Off the iron, and look at the speed here by Exeter Milligan as Kelsey Bigelow gets the ball. A nice block by Bailey Craig. Bailey Craig coming in on the trailing on the play and makes a great defensive effort. Marissa Howard now with the basketball for Exeter Milligan, as the block, by the way, did go into the hands of an Exeter Milligan player. Here's a pass that's going to be thrown inside to Sydney Hall. Sydney Hall kicks the ball back outside, and Exeter Milligan back out to the working the ball around the wing. Keeping, a very potent Giltner offense on the defensive side of the ball. That's another point with this offense that they're running here against Giltner this evening.
Yeah, no kidding. They've really done a good job of possessing the ball, keeping the clock running.
Kelsey Bigelow tries to drive inside, and she's going to be fouled on the play. They're going to get Bailey Craig on the foul there.
For Bailey, that should be her second. It is. Each team now with five fouls apiece.
Exeter Milligan inbounding the ball just below our Breeze 94.5 studios here from Exeter tonight. We're on the stage, by the way, at the auditorium. So we apologize on plays in the deep left corner. That will be a little bit more difficult of a call, but we'll try our best. Exeter Milligan now with the basketball at the top of the key. Is Sydney Hall. She gets it inside to Bigelow, and Kelsey Bigelow's shot goes up and in. It's now an 8-point lead for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves, as Kelsey Bigelow has 6 points tonight. Giltner quick back the other way with it, tries to go inside. Bailey Craig's shot's going to go up and no good, but she's fouled on the play, so Bailey Craig will go to the line for two.
Bailey Craig with those long arms. She's the tallest player out there on the court tonight, and she can get up a lot higher than anybody else.
Well, and that's sort of Giltner's offense here. Bailey Craig's first free throw is going to go up and in and out. That's sort of their offense in the fact that they send their tall players back quick in transition so that if they get a defensive rebound, it's going to be 1-2 pass, and they've already got the ball in their tallest player's hands for an easy 2-point field goal, or in this situation, a foul. Bailey Craig's second shot is going to go up there and good, and now it's 18-11 with 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play. Exeter Milligan with the lead. That's Kelsey Bigelow with the basketball, and there's a collision on the play. And we'll sure they both get up. They were both going for a screen on the play. Looks like both girls are going to be okay. It'll retain Exeter Milligan possession.
Foul, I believe, was on Hannah Horn. No, I believe maybe it was Bailey Craig.
I think they're going to get Bailey Craig for the foul. And she's going to sit next to her head coach Nancy Lockman on the play. She looks frustrated, I think, tonight. She's been guarded very well by Amber Pribble for Exeter Milligan, and again, just frustrated on the play. Exeter Milligan back the other way now. 3 minutes, 30 seconds remaining. Kelsey Bigelow gets the ball inside. Nice 2-point shot. Goes up and in. Up and in for Sydney Hall. As Exeter Milligan now stretches this lead out to 9 points. Giltner now with the basketball. Joyce inside to Kelby Lyon. Kelby Lyon's 2-point field goal is up there and in. Now cuts that back down to a 7-point game.
And Kelby Lyon now with 6 points. Nice little turnaround jumper there.
Leading the Hornets for sure on the offensive category. Exeter Milligan back the other way. At the top of the key is going to be Madeline Thompson. Thompson over to Madison Horn. And gets Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow throws up a... almost looked like it was an effort for an alley-oop, and it's going to be intercepted by Chaney Tompkin. Tompkin then tries for the pass to Audrey Joyce, and Audrey Joyce's pass is going to be picked off for a nice defensive effort from Madeline Thompson. Madeline Thompson then gets it back out to Kelsey Bigelow. It's Thompson in the corner. Bigelow now dribbling the ball towards the top of the key. moves it over and inside. Nice work cutting through the defense, but a nice way to get your hand in there for Reagan Jansen, getting a hand in there and knocking the ball away. So now it's Giltner with the offensive possession. Reagan Jansen, the freshman, getting it over to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes trying to go inside to Kelby Lyon, and Lyon's to be fouled on the play. 1-1 situation here for the Lady Hornets. Again, finding themselves trailing at 20-13. And I think the biggest story here, Brandon, is for Exeter Milligan, the shots are falling. And when it seems Giltner's here on the offensive end, they're getting good looks. Shots just aren't falling.
That's right. It's been a lot of frustration on the Giltner side.
Kelby Lyon there is a free throw attempt is up there and no good. 2 minutes remaining, and it's Exeter Milligan with a 20-13 lead. With the basketball is Madison Horn. She holds it at the in the corner. Sydney Hall now in control of the ball. Sydney Hall over to Madeline Thompson. Madeline Thompson back up to Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow moves it over to Horn. Horn now over to Tara Mueller. Mueller with the ball. Just holding it there again. Not in any hurry to try to get the ball inside. Just working the ball around, trying for that open look. That's what Exeter Milligan's offense has looked like so far. And for the most part in this contest, it's worked for them.
Yeah, the tempo really favors Exeter Milligan right now. Giltner wants to play a little bit more high speed, it looks like. Timberwolves aren't letting that happen.
They're slowing the ball, slowing the game down here. There's a look inside, but that look inside is going to be picked off by Reagan Jansen. A nice defensive play there for her. She gets the ball over to Audra Joyce. And Joyce now bringing it back up to the top of the key. Nancy Lockman giving her starters a little bit of a rest here. As some names like Henricks and Joyce are out at the moment. But there's Kelby Lyon, the leading scorer of tonight's contest for Giltner. They're trying to go inside, but her shot's going to go up there and no good. Another one that just seems to roll out here for Giltner. Exeter Milligan back the other way. Kelsey Bigelow at the top of the key. Gets a screen there from Tara Mueller. Mueller's shot from underneath the basket's going to go up and in. And those are kind of the roles you get when you're having a good night. And certainly Exeter Milligan's done that. They now lead 22-13, up by 9. Quickly, Giltner back the other way with it. Audra Joyce in the corner. Gets it into Kelby Lyon. Lyon finds a wide open Joyce. Joyce for three. And the first three-point bucket of the night falls for Giltner. It's now 22-16. We've got a six-point game, 10 seconds left to go. We'll see what Exeter Milligan looks to do here. It's a quick turnaround by Kelsey Bigelow. She finds Madison Horn. Madison Horn shot for three is up there and in with 3 seconds to go. Right back at you. An answer for Exeter Milligan as we end the first half and the crowd is on their feet. It's 25-16 tonight here from Exeter as the Timberwolves lead the Lady Hornets by 9 at halftime here on the Breeze 94.5. We'll take a 60-second timeout. Excuse me, a 90-second timeout, and when we come back here on the Breeze, we will have our Allen's Superstore halftime show, right, as our high school basketball coverage continues here on the Breeze 94.5.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze,
94.5. In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to school game of the week here on the Breeze 94.5 as we are live in Exeter tonight for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves and the Giltner Hornets in a girls and boys doubleheader. You are now listening to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show. It's the You Get More for Your Dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen's Superstore, the You Get More Superstore at West 2nd Street in Hastings. Currently at the half, the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves in the girls basketball contest lead Giltner Lady Hornets by the score of 25-16. It's a 9-point lead for Exeter Milligan that was really aided by a late mid first quarter run where the score was 8-8. It was a back and forth ball game, and then an 8-0 run by Exeter Milligan has really put the separation in this basketball game. Added to that, maybe the pace of the Exeter Milligan offense a little bit has slowed down Giltner's high scoring offense as well. And overall, a pretty good contest here tonight from Exeter. 25-16. Tyson Nevronik with you. Brandon Peoples as well, as he's continued to tally up some stats. But Brandon, first of all, before we get into the stats, your initial impressions from tonight's contest?
Well, Exeter Milligan is controlling the tempo of this ballgame, no question about it. And whether or not that's what's frustrating the Giltner offense, I'm not sure. Maybe it's the coming off the loss the other night against Hampton. Yeah, they played a tough schedule. It's been a long season. And every once in a while, you're going to get into these kind of grinds where you face a team that's just as good as you. 11-7 is the record for Exeter Milligan, but you know they've played some great opponents here, and they're very battle-tested.
Well, and certainly when you look at the rankings from the Lincoln Journal-Star, they agree with the strength of schedule that Exeter Milligan has had because they are currently sitting in the top 10 in Class D2. One of the things that I've noticed right off the bat is the defensive effort. We talked about the size differential that Giltner had in this basketball game, but that does not appear to be a big factor right now, as Exeter Milligan is playing some great, almost identical defense to what we've been used to seeing as we've watched the Giltner Hornets this season.
Yeah, absolutely. They're flying to the ball, and every pass is contested. It's been crazy to see. It seems like they swarm to the basketball every time they get a chance, and for whatever reason, Giltner is not shooting very well here tonight. They've missed a lot of shots.
Yeah, shots certainly have been a little bit of a premium. Offense possession certainly at a premium as well. And again, that's a lot to attribute to the pace. Let's take a look at just some first half numbers here from individual stats. We'll get to some team stats here in just a little bit. When you take a look at it, neither is Exeter Milligan. 44% of their shots at the end of the first half, they're 12 of 27 from field goals. Giltner sitting at 7 of 17, and so about 41%. But the amount of shots that Exeter Milligan has got up, the that they've been able to put together, 5 offensive rebounds. And when you can pick up those offensive rebounds, that's such a key contributing stat. They lead the glass only by 1, 12 to 11. So statistically, these teams are playing even. And I'm going to throw one glaring one at you. Turnovers here for the Giltner girls. They've had 6 first-half turnovers. Exeter Milligan only with only turning the ball over 3 times. So when you're playing a team that keeps the basketball in their possession, and you have a team like Exeter Milligan, you have a team like Giltner who's not making most of offensive possessions, that could be a key contributing fact here in this 25-16 first half. Let's take a look now, Brandon, at some individual numbers. I know you've been keeping track of those. Let's talk about our statistic leaders first here for the 9-point leaders, Exeter Milligan.
Oh, boy, they've really spread the ball around very well. Kelsey Bigelow and Sydney Hall both lead the team with 6 points. Madison Horn has 5 points, and Marissa Howard has 4. 2 points apiece for both Amber Pribble and Tara Mueller. So a good job of distributing the ball in the first half among, 6 different players. On the other side, Giltner, they've had 4 players in the scoring column, led by Kelby Lyons. She's got 6 points, 5 points for Bailey Craig. Audra Joyce has 3. Chaney Tompkin has 2. So in the first half. Giltner is 3 of 7, so almost about 50%.
Once again, you're listening to the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show here tonight on the Breeze 94.5. You get more Superstore when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore at West 2nd Street in Hastings. There's been several more high school basketball games going on across the area tonight. We'll get to some scoring updates here in 60 seconds when we return on the Allen's Superstore Halftime Show.
Todd's Body and Glass in Aurora is your collision repair specialist, is proud to support the Giltner Hornets. Play well and be proud from Todd's Body and Glass.
The representatives of the Village of Giltner encourage and support the Giltner Hornets in all of their activities. To succeed, you must believe that you can. Good luck, Hornets, in all that you strive to accomplish from the Village of Giltner.
The Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner is a proud sponsor of all Giltner athletics. Don't miss homemade pizza every Thursday through Saturday night and many other menu items. Keep your pockets full when you fill your belly at the Sitting Bull Saloon in downtown Giltner.
Ah, nothing like that new website smell. The new 2015 model ShopWheelerDealer.com is now online for you to take for a spin. Shop local, save big.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to the Allen Superstore Halftime Show. Get more for your dollar when you shop at locally owned Allen Superstore. You get more Superstore at West 2nd Street in Hastings. Let's get to some quick scoring board updates here, brought to you by Furniture Direct, because we deliver the score and Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beauty Rest mattress purchase. Get more than what you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of Sonic and Hastings and at FurnitureDirect.net. Our game is at the half with Exeter Milligan leading the Giltner Hornets by the score of 25-16. Here are some other games at the half on our Platte River Radio network of stations. Ord currently leading Ravenna in girls basketball play in the Lou Platte Conference Tournament by the score of 24-17. Also in girls basketball action over at Patriot Gym on 1230 KHAS, the Adams Central Lady Patriots find themselves trailing to the St. Paul Wildcats by the score of 37-23. Amherst currently trailing Axtell by the score of 35-27. Again, at the half, those are your Furniture Direct scoreboard updates. We are just about ready to get set for second half action. And Brandon, let's talk adjustments here just briefly, especially for Giltner here. What do you think they're going to have to bring to the table here in the second half?
I'd like to see them press a little bit more. Of course, you got to make shots in order to do that. I thought they might do that in that last minute of the second quarter. I think they need to go back to that, get more aggressive on defense, and see if you can't force some turnovers.
Got a final score in from girls basketball. The Sutton Phillies defeated Fillmore Central tonight by the score of 72-25. Tyson Nebronic, Brandon Peoples, Gene Shaw, all here at Exeter Milligan High School as we have Breeze 94.5 game of the week. Third quarter now underway. Giltner with the offensive possession. And starting here on the offensive side of things for the Giltner Hornets is going to be Bailey Craig. She gets it outside to Shelby Hendricks. Starters back in now for Giltner. Bailey Craig's shot goes up and in. And right away, just what Giltner needed, a two-point bucket to get out here to the second half.
And Shelby Hendricks, her first points of the ball game coming here in the third quarter.
Exeter Milligan now with the basketball. They just take it past the half-court line. Back to working the ball around the key, around that three-point line. That's Kelsey Bigelow with the basketball. She gets it over to Madison Horn. They look to go inside. Back out to Bigelow. She gets it to the baseline, but her shot's going to be blocked by Bailey Craig. Blocked by Bailey Craig, and Giltner is going to have the offensive possession here as Exeter Milligan tried to scoop that away there at the baseline and was unable to corral the basketball. So Giltner with a big, big block shot there.
How about the amount of blocks we've seen in this ballgame? You don't see that too often in girls basketball.
Two great post players for Giltner and Exeter Milligan in that and Bailey Craig and Chaney Tompkin for Giltner, and then Amber Pribble for Exeter Milligan. Nice behind-the-back move there from the point guard. That was sweet. Kelsey Bigelow behind-the-back dribble. Pops, puts in a two-point field goal, 27-18.
That was highlight-worthy.
Shelby Hendricks back the other way, takes a three-point field goal. Her shot's going to go up there and no good, and rebounded by Kelsey Bigelow. She gets the ball out to the side on the three-point line. Cross-court pass to Marissa Howard. Marissa Howard back out to Kelsey Bigelow. Addison Horn now with the basketball as Exeter Milligan continues to work the ball around. Side there is Sydney Hall. She tries to get the ball out towards Howard. The pass goes off her foot, but she's able to corral it. Nice defensive effort there from Giltner. And Audra Joyce. Exeter Milligan still with the ball. However, Madison Horn takes a three-point field goal. It's going to be up there. No good. Rebounded by Chaney Tompkins. Quickly back the other way is Audra Joyce, and she just lost control of it. Lost control of it, and it's going to go back the way of Exeter Milligan. Another turnover for Giltner, as it didn't look like Audra Joyce ever got that basketball cleanly. Marissa Howard now with the basketball for Exeter Milligan. Chaney Tompkins gets her hands in there and knocks the ball away. Exeter Milligan still has possession of it. Horn now with the basketball. She gets it up top to the point guard. That's Bigelow going back out to Howard. Marissa Howard with the basketball. Clear cross-court pass and active hands there from Shelby Hendricks as she knocks the ball away. But Exeter Milligan retaining possession here.
It's no doubt that Kelsey Bigelow wants the ball in her hands anytime she can. She's a great point guard, and she's leading the team here with 8 points.
Got a nice touch with the shot as well. Marissa Howard with a three-point look right off the inbounds play. It's going to be rebounded there, and oh, collision there on the play as Sydney Hall and Reagan Jansen get together. Jansen hits the floor. He's going to pop right back up, though. And that's going to be a foul on Sydney Hall, her second of the game. Shelby Hendricks quickly back the other way for Giltner. Taylor Hall now with the basketball. Hall gets it out to Jansen, quickly back out to Hendricks. Hendricks floats it inside, looks for Kelby Lyon, and it's going to go off the bottom of the glass. And it's going to be an Exeter Milligan basketball. Turnover there. Second turnover here in the second half for the Giltner Hornets, and they've got to fight that turnover bug. They've got to make the most of these offensive possessions if they want to come back in this basketball game.
Yeah, it's getting to be crunch time here. I mean, there's still plenty of time, right? 5 minutes and change left in the third quarter.
Well, we've seen Giltner go on runs, but they haven't faced quite the competition of Exeter Milligan to this point that we've seen, at least in girls' high school basketball, on the breeze. Marissa Howard with the basketball. Gets it low and inside there to Amber Pribble. Pribble shot's going to go off the iron and no good. Shelby Hendricks with the rebound. Hendricks quickly back up the other way with it. She's being chased by Howard. She gets it low and inside, but Amber Pribble there. Good vision. Good defensive vision for Amber Pribble, and she gets in there and gets the steal and then gets fouled on the play. Fouled on the play by Kelby Lyon. So Exeter Milligan now back the other way with 4:50 to play. 27-18 is your score. Quick shot, quick look there for Exeter Milligan. Sydney Hall. The shot's going to be deflected and going to be rebounded by Kelby Lyon. Lyon gets it in and out to Taylor Rhodes. Rhodes now over to Reagan Jansen. Jansen out to Hendricks. Hendricks finds a wide open Reagan Jansen for a two-point shot, but her shot won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded on the play by Bigelow. Kelsey Bigelow quickly back the other way, trying to go coast to coast with it. She's at the baseline. Looks to the outside for Marissa Howard. Howard's wide open, and we are going to get no shot as a timeout was called before that shot was taken. So we will take one with them here at Exeter Milligan as the Timberwolves continue to lead this one. It's 27-18 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds.
We're the U Get More Superstore. Our name's Superstore. Shopping centered around you. One-stop shop that gives you more. Shopping centered around you. Get more Superstore. Superstore.
The Breeze 94.5.
The sign on the scoreboard says it's 27-18 with 4 minutes and 20 seconds left to go here in the third quarter on the Breeze 94.5. It's our game of the week. Exeter Milligan now inbounding the basketball after the timeout was called. That's Marissa Howard with the ball at the top of the key. Gets it over to Madison Horn. Madison Horn then finds Amber Pribble in the corner. Pribble then goes over to Sydney Hall. Exeter Milligan continue to work the basketball around. Amber Pribble is there in the middle. She gets it outside. Quick kick outside. Nice job by Kelsey Bigelow to get it outside. Finds a wide open at Howard, but her shot's going to go no good. No fouls, by the way, called on that exchange as a couple players hit the deck, but we go back the other way here as Giltner takes it, try to find Reagan Jansen inside, and we're going to get a foul called on Giltner.
Yeah, what happened on that play is Marissa Howard went to go intercept the basketball, had her hands on it cleanly, and then Kelby Lyon bumped into her. So, or maybe it was Reagan Jansen, actually, that bumped into her.
Reagan Jansen coming up limping just a little bit as she heads back over to Nancy Lockman bench. 3 minutes, 38 seconds remaining here in this third quarter play with Exeter Milligan out on top by 9, 27-18. And start to sense a little bit more urgency in Giltner's defense there, but that doesn't stop Madison Horn from stepping just inside the three-point line and hitting a nice 12-foot jumper as Exeter Milligan now jumps out to an 11-point lead here with 3:19 to go. Giltner working quickly back the other way. They're going to get Amber Pribble there for a reach as he tries to get in there and swat the pass away and makes a little bit of contact with Reagan Jansen there.
Points have been at a little bit of a premium here in the third quarter. Only 4 points scored for Exeter Milligan, while Giltner scored two.
No, and again, I mean, you can't discredit. Giltner's getting good looks. They're just not falling tonight, and that's really hurt the Hornets. Nice move in there by Shelby Hendricks, as she's going to actually draw the foul. She takes the ball off the inbounds pass on the baseline and just drives right in there and draws up the foul. That one would be the first personal foul on Kelsey Bigelow this evening, sending Hendricks to the line, down by 11, 3:14 to play. Hendricks' first shot is going to go up there and in. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe that that's, what, her first points of the ball game?
No, she's got three.
In this third quarter here. Hendricks' second shot up and in. 4 points on the night for her, and the Giltner Hornets now trailing by 9, 29-20. Exeter Milligan with the lead, 3:14 to play. Back up the other way with it now is Exeter Milligan. Nice move inside again by Kelsey Bigelow, but her shot's going to be swatted. And then a fight for the rebound between Bailey Craig and Kelsey Bigelow. And are we going to get a jump ball here?
I think it's going to stay with Exeter Milligan.
Yeah, you're going to stay with Exeter Milligan. Nice aggressive play there by Kelsey Bigelow, going ahead and fighting Bailey Craig for that basketball. There's Marissa Howard getting it outside to Kelsey Bigelow for a three-point shot. Going to go up there and no good. Rebounded on the play by Exeter Milligan. And we're going to get a foul on the play. I think that's going to go on Taylor Rhodes. Nope, excuse me there. That will go on Shelby Hendricks. That'll be her third personal foul. She checks out of the ballgame. And now into the game, Reagan Jansen for the Giltner Hornets. 2:55 to play. It's a 9-point game. Exeter Milligan with the lead. Giltner in a 2-3 zone trying to defend this passing, this zone passing from Exeter Milligan. Nice look. Kelsey Bigelow finds Marissa Howard for a nice look, but her shot's going to go off the iron. Rebounded, though, by Exeter Milligan. Howard's pass is going to be picked off and intercepted there by Reagan Jansen. And now Jansen back the other way with it. Jansen finds Taylor Rhodes, who is into the ballgame for Shelby Hendricks. Taylor Rhodes going to pass it up to Marissa Tompkin. Tompkin's shot's going to go up there. Just sails wide. Bailey Craig tries for a rebound, but a nice defensive board by Sydney Hall. Exeter Milligan quickly back the other way with it. There's Bailey Craig taking that pass out of the air. And now back the other way here for Giltner. A couple turnovers by both teams there in that run of play. Giltner now at the three-point line. Reagan Jansen finding Chaney Tompkin. Tompkins' shot's going to go off the back iron, off the front iron, rebounded by Bailey Craig. Bailey Craig's put back shot, no good. Reagan Jansen's got a rebound. She goes up and in. Third chance bucket there for the Giltner Hornets, and they cut this to a 7-point lead with 1:45 to play here in the third quarter. Exeter Milligan back the other way with it. Marissa Howard goes low and inside, finds Sydney Hall. Sydney Hall shot's going to be deflected, and Exeter Milligan does not like the call. They think that Reagan Jansen got a hand on it, but the ref said no, it's going to go with the way of Giltner. And hometown fans are letting the refs hear it.
Big opportunity right here for Giltner, down by 7. If they can get a 2 or a 3 right here, this would be huge.
And as you mentioned, points have come at a premium, so anytime that you've got an opportunity with the basketball, you got to take advantage of these possessions. Kelby Lyon looks like she gets tripped up on the play by Sydney Hall, and looks like we're going to get a foul called on Sydney Hall. Nope, excuse me. That's going to go on Tara Mueller, the 5'11 freshman for Exeter Milligan. Gets her second foul of the ball game. Giltner with the ball underneath, not a shooting foul. Not a shooting situation. Here is Audra Joyce checking in for Taylor Rhodes. Reagan Jansen gets it to Audra Joyce. She goes inside to Bailey Craig. Bailey Craig's going to have a 2-point shot. It's going to go off the front iron, but a nice rebound down to there by Reagan Jansen. Jansen's shot's going to be no good. Chaney Tompkins gets an opportunity, and we're going to stay with Giltner.
Well, all of a sudden, Giltner playing very well under the hoop, and that's kind of started to turn things around a little bit.
And it's the second time that they've had three good looks at an offensive point. There's a quick inbounds pass to Chaney Tompkins and a quick two-point bucket. And don't look now, but Giltner climbing back into this game. It's now a six-point game, 29-24. Exeter Milligan now trying with the basketball, see what they can do offensively. Marissa Howard with the basketball at the baseline, and that's just not a good look at the basket. Lost awareness of where she was out on the court and took a shot right into the back of the glass. And now it's going to be Giltner possession, 53 seconds to go, 29-24. And you get the sense that the momentum has shifted here in this basketball game, Brandon. It
certainly has. That was another good possession defensively, or good play defensively by Giltner under the hoop.
Reagan Jansen, the freshman for Giltner, gets it over to Chaney Tompkins. Tompkins looks inside to Bailey Lyon. Lyon's pass is going to be intercepted, but it's going to be picked right back by Reagan Jansen. And we're going to get a foul on the floor on Marissa Howard, I believe, or is that... Referees...
Tara Mueller.
Tara Mueller gets called for her third personal foul. And Giltner quickly back the other way with it. Another inbounds pass right to Chaney Tompkins. Good job boxing out there for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves. Sydney Hall. Sydney Hall then finds a wide open Marissa Howard there in the corner. She gets it over, but the pass is just going to be mishandled a little bit. And now Exeter Milligan going to slow things back down. There you see the signal from Coach Krychek. He wants one shot here as we are winding down with 10 seconds to play. There is Howard with the shot for three. That's going to go up there and no good. Rebounded by Tompkins. Tompkins got to run this out quickly. There's just 3 seconds remaining. Tompkins got the basketball. Her shot's going to be blocked, and that'll end the third quarter. Not a very good end to the third quarter there, as neither team able to put any points away there and for the last chance opportunity. But as it stands, at the end of the third quarter, Giltner has cut back into this game. The momentum has shifted. The fourth quarter is next. It's 29-24, Exeter Milligan leading. We're back in 60 seconds here on The Breeze, 94.5.
JSGK Catering in Giltner has catered everywhere from cornfields to wedding receptions. Give us a try at your next occasion. Call 402-849-2244. Steve and Kathy Hosier and Jack and Gail Rath wish the Giltner athletes the best of luck from JSGK Catering.
In Giltner, stop by and see your friendly insurance agents at Robert Shaw. Robert Shaw Insurance specializes in crop, farm, property, casualty, life, and health. For a free consultation, stop by the Giltner office or give them a call. Robert Shaw Insurance.
This is Eric Lichty, the branch manager of Giltner State Bank, a branch of Henderson State Bank, member FDIC. I would like to invite you to stop into our new location just off of the Giltner Spur. Come meet our friendly staff and visit with us about our products and services. We have a hometown-friendly atmosphere that will make your banking experience pleasant. We specialize in agricultural loans as well as your personal loan needs. We're an equal housing lender. Come in and see what we can do for you.
The Breeze, 94.5.
And welcome back to action here on The Breeze, 94.5. Game of the week. It's what you would expect when top 10 teams collide. We are here at the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. We start off the fourth quarter, interestingly enough, on the free throw line, as a play was in just a little bit quicker than our break, and Chaney Tom got to the baseline and was fouled on the play by Marissa Howard, sending her to the line. She's missed her first opportunity to slice into this lead a little bit more for the Giltner Hornets. Her second free throw is going to be up and off the rim, no good, and it's going to stay with Giltner as Kelsey Bigelow was trying to go for the defensive rebound and was unable to handle it. And so another offensive possession opportunity here for the Giltner Hornets.
Well, Giltner scored 8 points in every quarter. Meanwhile, Exeter Milligan had 12, 13, and then 4 in that third quarter.
Not going back the other way for Exeter Milligan, as the pass was just high and over the head. And Kelsey Bigelow now with the basketball. And she takes it back the other way. Bigelow goes inside. Shot's going to go off the front iron. No good, but we're going to get a foul on the play, and it's going to stay with Exeter Milligan.
I think maybe actually it was a travel called on Chaney Tompkins. I think she shuffled her feet. Okay.
So Tompkins had the defensive rebound, and as she was going to try to turn things around for Giltner, going back the other way, shuffled her feet and got called for the travel. Back the other way here for Exeter Milligan. They got the ball at the baseline. Inbounds the ball. And away we go. Kelsey Bigelow with the basketball. Gets it over to Madison Horn. Horn then over to Howard. They find the inside, and I believe that Bailey Craig's going to get whistled for the foul as she goes over the back of Amber Pribble for the sixth foul on the Giltner Lady Hornets, her third personal foul. Underneath the baseline, it's Madison Horn. Quickly gets it out to Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow down the baseline, runs into Bailey Craig, then gets the ball outside to Madison Horn. Horn now with the basketball back out to Bigelow. Bigelow then finds Marissa Howard. Marissa Howard, the shooting guard, gets it over to Madison Horn at the top of the key. Howard gets a good look inside to Amber Pribble. Pribble goes back out to Madison Horn for three. Shot good. A big three-pointer from Madison Horn. And now it's 32-24. That was a big one to slow down the momentum of this basketball game. Shelby Hendricks tries to go back up the other way with a quick three-pointer of her own. It goes off and no good. But Taylor Rhodes gets the offensive rebound. Her shot goes up there and no good. It's rebounded by Amber Pribble. And Taylor Rhodes is going to foul Pribble on the play. Back the other way, let's go with that shot just for a moment. When you talk about momentum in a high school basketball game, and as Giltner was climbing back into this one, it was an 11-point game at one point. Giltner gets it within six, and that three-pointer by Madison Horn was a huge, huge shot for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, it certainly was, and that puts Madison Horn as the first player in double figures tonight. She's got 10 points.
Big game for Madison Horn indeed, as Amber Pribble has the basketball. Horn back out at the top of the key. Horn goes over to Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow to Marissa Howard, back out to Horn. Exeter Milligan back with their offensive set, just working the ball around the key, trying to find that wide open look. Kelsey Bigelow is going to take a shot, but it's going to be rebounded by Kelby Lyon as it goes out and off the rim. Shelby Hendricks with a quick jumper. It's up and in. And Giltner back to within six. It's 32-26 with 6 minutes remaining in the contest. Marissa Howard down the wing, gets the ball inside to Amber Pribble. Pribble shot's going to go up there and no good. Quickly rebounded by Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks back the other way. She looks inside, but good defensive play by Amber Pribble. And Exeter Milligan now with an offensive possession. Another turnover for Giltner. Madison Horn, the ball at the three-point line over to Marissa Howard. Howard gets it inside to Pribble. Pribble goes outside to Madison Horn for another three-point shot. That one's going to go off and no good. Rebounded by Kelsey Bigelow. Great work to get that offensive board and then draws the foul. We've seen a couple really athletic plays from Kelsey Bigelow. We'll go back to that two-point shot that she had earlier in the third quarter, and then that play to just have awareness of where she was on the court to go up for that rebound and then able to drive around the baseline and draw the foul.
Yeah, the most impressive thing about Kelsey Bigelow, she's only a freshman, and she's going to be a fan favorite here for many years.
That's got Coach Krejci smiling there. 32-26 is your score. Exeter Milligan with the 8-point lead. 6-point lead, excuse me. 5:22 to go. Both teams with 16 fouls, by the way, in this contest. Let's see, Bigelow over to Madison Horn. Bigelow now out to Howard. Howard goes over to the side. Madison Horn with the basketball. Horn goes inside to Amber Pribble, and Amber Pribble is going to be fouled on play, I believe, by Chaney Tompkin. Talk about the shooting numbers in this contest. Giltner's shooting went down significantly there in that third quarter, down to 23% shooting. And then again, when you talk about the turnovers in that basketball game, 5 turnovers there in the third quarter.
Mm-hmm. Turnovers have definitely played a crucial role here tonight.
Bailey Craig whistled for a foul on Amber Pribble. As Pribble heads to the line to shoot two.
That's the quietest this gym's gotten. That's the first time Exeter Milligan's shot free throws tonight. And you can hear a pin drop.
Amber Pribble's second shot goes up there. I feel like I'm at the Masters almost.
Yeah.
Second shot goes up and no good. Rebounded by Giltner. Back the other way is Audrey Joyce. And a nice deep to play, as trailing that play was Madeline Thompson, and she swipes the ball away and stops the Giltner run for a moment, but Giltner's going to have it here on the inbound, right by the three-point line, right in front of the Giltner bench. Giltner working from our up to our right. Audra Joyce takes a two-point shot. It's off the front iron, no good. Rebounded by Siglo. Siglo now back up, going past the half-court line. Bigelow trying to work on Audra Joyce. She spins inside on the baseline. And another nice offensive play by Kelsey Bigelow. 2 points for Exeter Milligan, and they extend their lead to 9 now, 35-26. Shelby Hendricks with a quick three-point field goal. That's no good. Rebound on the play by Madison Horn. Horn gets it back out to Kelsey Bigelow. Bigelow continues to work the point position here for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves and doing a very good job at leading this girls' team. You can see why Exeter Milligan is a top 10 team when you watch them play tonight. 4 minutes, 11 seconds to go. It's a low-scoring girls' basketball game at 35-26. Madeline Thompson with the basketball over to Sydney Horn. Back out to the freshman, Kelsey Bigelow. She gets it over to Madison Horn. Normally you would see a player take that three-point opportunity, but they are certainly at this point working clock with 3:52. Now we get to the decision at what point do you foul. Well, there's Kelsey Bigelow down in the low corner, and she's going to be fouled, but she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting as she goes to the line for two.
That's going to be the eighth team foul, but you're right, it was in the act of shooting, so not the best circumstance out of that play for Giltner.
There comes a point defensively as Giltner calls a timeout, and we're going to take one with him here, a 30-second timeout on the Breeze 94.5, but we'll get back to some of the points in this basketball game as our coverage continues here on the Breeze 94.5 Game of the Week. When we come back, 35-26, Exeter Milligan on top of Giltner in girls basketball play. We're back in 30 seconds on the Breeze 94.5.
So where can growers turn for the latest weather, market updates, and agronomy information to help get the most out of every acre? Easy. Pioneer.com and mobilepioneer.com on their smartphone. Access to product information, performance results, and world-class agronomic knowledge. Anytime, anywhere. Find the best solutions online at pioneer.com. For more information, call your Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Brandon Peoples, Gene Shaw, Tyson Ronick back with here on The Breeze, 94.5 as our high school basketball coverage continues here. Produced and engineered by Dakota James and Tiger. Appreciate you joining us in here this evening on The Breeze, 94.5 as we have had a good basketball game on hand early, but now it's to that point for Giltner where they've really got to cash in on any offensive opportunities they get, and you can't be making mistakes like this down low in the baseline. There's a fine line of when you foul, when you pressure, and I think you want to put pressure there in that situation, but it's getting a little bit too aggressive as Kelsey Bigelow was going up for the shot and fouled her in the act of shooting as she drained her first free throw.
And the freshman, the leading scorer here in this game, she now has 11 points.
Lead is extended to 10 now for Exeter Milligan. Now 11 as Bigelow makes them both. It's 37-26. Timberwolves with the lead. Quickly back the other way is Giltner. They try to get some offense in a hurry. The pass is going to be quickly intercepted by Kelsey Bigelow. Another turnover. That's 12 turnovers here on the evening for the Giltner Lady Hornets, and that certainly, when you look at a turnover margin and see one that is 12 turnovers to 3 turnovers, it's a big factor in this basketball game.
Absolutely. We're seeing some great basketball out here tonight by this Exeter Milligan Lady basketball team. I'll tell you what, Bigelow is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, just a freshman again leading the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves in points, and has done a great job in commanding this offense so far today. 3 minutes and 10 seconds to play here. It's 37-26. Inside it goes to Madison Horn. Her shot is up and in. And now Exeter Milligan has stretched this out to the biggest lead of the ball game at 13. It's 39-26, 2:58 to play, and you can just a sense of urgency has ramped up here for this Giltner basketball team. Shelby Hendricks with the basketball at the top of the key, works it inside. He's going to get it over, and the pass is going to be intercepted by who else but Kelsey Bigelow, who has now taken full control of this basketball game. And Coach Krejci is going to call a timeout here as the Timberwolves have stretched this and taken momentum back from the Giltner Hornets and now lead 39-26 with 2 minutes and 42 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on The Breeze, 94.5.
It's not magic, you see, or a special kind of potion. It's not witchcraft or voodoo, creatures from the ocean. It's just a place you can go and things you hold dear start to wither, become weaker, like a watch or cordless speaker. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life. The things you hold dear, those things that you like. Bring it in, and we'll make them sing. Cameras, laptops, thingamajigs. Interstate All Battery Center. Bring it in, and we'll bring it to life.
Interstate All Battery Center, North Highway 281, Grand Island.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, it's been 4 minutes, almost 4 minutes and 30 seconds since the Giltner Lady Hornets have scored a field goal here in this basketball game, and Exeter Milligan has taken full advantage of that en route to a 39-26 lead here with 2 minutes and 42 seconds as we return. Exeter Milligan has the basketball. And another side note, remember the name Kelsey Bigelow, just a freshman having a fantastic contest tonight here for the Timberwolves as well. 39-26 is your score as Bigelow makes a nice spin move inside, gets the ball out to Sydney Hall. Hall back out to the point guard. Bigelow gets it over to Madison Horn. And now Giltner putting much more pressure on the defensive unit, and Bailey Craig's going to get called for a foul. I'm not quite sure Natalie Lockman was a fan of that foul call, as it looks like Craig was just moving side to side, but maybe just a step too slow, and gets called for her fifth and final foul. She's fouled out of the contest.
Bailey Craig.
Yep, foul out of the contest there. 5 points on the night for Craig?
That's right.
However, it is double bonus time for the Exeter Milligan Timberwolves, or excuse me, just single bonus time, and the free throw is going to be up there and no good from Madeline Thompson. So now Giltner, with just 2 minutes to work and down by 13, they're going to throw the ball away, and the 15th turnover for Nancy Lockman's Giltner Hornets, and that's a very uncharacteristic number for the Giltner Hornets. Exeter Milligan now back up the other way. That'd be Madeline Thompson with the basketball. She gets it inside to Horn. Horn is closely defended by Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks then finds Sydney Hall. Hall gets it over to Kelsey Bigelow, and we're going to have a timeout called. Excuse me. Offensive foul. And I'm not quite sure what the offensive call was there, Brandon.
Must have been away from the basketball. That's one thing I can think of.
Elbow away from the basketball is what they're going to call it on, and that's going to be on Madeline Thompson. As Giltner comes back the other way with it, 1:43 to play. Aubrey Joyce finds Kelby Lyon. Lyon just inside the three-point circle. Gets it back out to Shelby Hendricks. Hendricks for Aubrey Joyce for three. So a shot's going to go up there and no good. And it's going to be in possession of Exeter Milligan as it goes off the hands of Aubrey Joyce. Or excuse me, that was Reagan Jansen's attempt for an offensive rebound. Meanwhile, Giltner back to a fresh defense here. Exeter Milligan taking it back up the other way. Thompson finds Jansen. Jansen goes low and inside, tries to find Marissa Howard, and I think Howard is going to be fouled on the play. Maybe the pass was just deflected and out of bounds. We're back the other way for Exeter Milligan. Madeline Thompson getting it to the point guard, Kelsey Bigelow, who works past Audra Joyce, and then going to get a push call there. I believe that's going to be on Reagan Jansen, the freshman for Giltner, is going to get the push call as Madeline Thompson was setting up the screen. Jansen just pushed her out of the way. Minute 12 to go. 39-26 is your score. 10 fouls now for the Giltner Hornets as they're in the double bonus situation. First shot is up there and good for Madeline Thompson as Exeter Milligan has now stretched this out to a 14-point lead. 40-26 is your score. So far, Exeter Milligan, I believe, as they put up their second free throw attempt. That goes off the iron. That's just their second miss from the line this evening.
It would be their third.
Third miss from the line this evening. Shelby Hendricks, meanwhile, back for a quick three-point opportunity. It's up there and good. 40-29 is your score, but there's just a minute to play. Maybe a little too late. Full court press in for Giltner. And Marissa Howard just going to turn and find a wide open open hole to go through the full court press as she goes low and inside. 2-point field goal is going to go up there and no good. Kelby Lyon goes for the rebound and is going to be fouled on the play. Interesting play there in the full court press. I don't know if there was just a lapse in the coverage there, but Marissa Howard turned around and she had a wide open lane and just took it down to the other end of the basket. Unfortunately for Marissa Howard, missed the layup opportunity. But again, some lapses in defense and some uncharacteristic turnovers and some just not great shooting overall, not great overall shooting from Giltner, and that's one of the reasons that they find themselves down by 10 in this basketball game, as Kobe Lyon's free throw is up there and good. Again, 50 seconds to play here in this girls' basketball contest. Two top 10 teams squaring off tonight here in Exeter. Shot's going to be rebounded there by Amber Pribble. It's 40-30 with 45 seconds to play. The freshman, Kelsey Bigelow, with the basketball for Exeter Milligan. She gets it over to Madeline Thompson, back out to Kelsey. People are driving inside. You get the ball out to Amber Pribble. Extra Milligan pretty content with this 10-point lead just to pass the ball around and let the expire. 29 seconds, not too much pressure here from the Giltner defense. I think they're just about ready to throw the flag here. 10-point victory for Exeter Milligan. Nope, Pasco's outside, and it's going to be a turnover there. 15 seconds to go. Not a lot of pressure from the Giltner defense, and here comes the subs. Yeah. Second team's coming in.
I'm going to concede here. Down by 10, 16 seconds to go. You can't say this is a terrible loss, although Giltner didn't play particularly well here tonight, but kudos to this Exeter Milligan ball club. They played very well.
It was an uncharacteristic game, certainly, I think, for the Giltner Hornets, but again, I don't think it was a bad basketball game on their part. I think that they ran into a very good Exeter Milligan team, a team that's going to improve to 12-7 on the season. Giltner with this loss will fall to 16-3. Giltner now with the basketballs. We've got the second teamers in there. 8 seconds to go now. There's a pass. It's going to be another turnover for Exeter Milligan, for Giltner. And Exeter Milligan back the other way with Samantha Horn passing it up to Caitlin Varva. And Varva shot the 5-3 freshman is going to go short. And that will wrap things up tonight for the girls' basketball contest. The Exeter Milligan Timberwolves are going to improve to 12-7 on the season after knocking off the Giltner Hornets by the score of 40-30, Giltner falling to 16-3. We will take a quick 90-second timeout to add up some statistics from this girls' basketball contest and come back with more here on The Breeze 94.5.